Praise you, Jesus. Praise your name, God. Praise you, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, the truths as we've sung them about that name that is above every name. And that, God, we can trust you in relationship because you are the one who leads us and guides us. You're the one that not only in this life as we forge our way through it, we know that for eternity we will spend our life with you. And boy, that brings hope, God. It brings strength and it brings assurance today. So God, we bless your name and thank you that we can sing together and praise your name together. And God, that we'd share your word together. Oh, be blessed and honored, God, in it, we pray. In your wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. Great to be with you. And I'm going to share some thoughts this morning. We're going to wrap up the Psalm 34 series, and you can turn there in your Bible. And I want to read from there in a moment. And I'm just going to share a few words of encouragement just to bring us all back to Psalm 34 and what the Lord has said to us. And pray it'll encourage you today as it's been encouraging me. But before I do that, I just have to say something. When we were singing, and I'm sitting in the back and walking around and wandering in praise and worship this morning, God spoke to me and gave me a direct word for you and I today from his word. And so I want to make sure that I give us the thus saith the Lord, because it's not from me this morning. This psalm is from him to you, and that's Psalm 121. It says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. And the Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forward and forever. That's God's word to you and to me this morning, that we keep our eyes focused on the one who made heaven and earth, and he made you and he made me. And yeah, he made me this way. But God is with us. He is for us. And yes, there's an enemy that's had wreck and havoc with this world, and he wants to keep us from our true focus and our true direction. And our true focus and direction is that our eyes would stay fixed on God. Because he's not only the one that will take us through this life and the season that we're in right now. He is the one who we will spend eternity with. So let's lift up our eyes. Let's lift up to the one who loves us and cares for us and desires us to know him intimately and growing in that intimacy with him. You see, I think that's the whole gist of Psalm 34 and why God has laid it for this season and for this time, is that we would understand and we would know that we need God more than anything. You know, I look at my own life and I look at how God has in this last year allowed me to use this opportunity to go through what would be considered a washing machine. You know, and God has turned me and stretched me and prodded me and encouraged me, but in the middle of it, shown me some of the frailty of my flesh and the frailty of my life and some of the things that he needs to hone and chip away at it and just make more beautiful for the season that lies ahead in life. So that my life would not be about me obtaining lots, but it would be about my life honoring Jesus Christ and bearing fruit for the kingdom of God. You see, God has been doing a great thing. Now, I know some of you young people that are online here today would not understand this. This illustration is going to go right over your head. But, you know, the rest of you, you'll get this. You remember back in the day when we used to have these cameras that you had to open the back and you had to put the film, you know, into the back and then close it and dare not ever open it before it was done or developed. And then you would take, at the end of the roll, it would wind itself, and then you could open the back, take the roll out. You'd have to take it down to the Photoshop, and they would take it, and you know, whether it was a week or 2 weeks before you got the prints back. But they would have to take that film before they unraveled it and printed it for you and take it into a dark room so that light, natural light, would not ruin the pictures. And I kind of feel like that's the season that we need to have set in our minds this last year, and especially right now, because things are wearing on us. But that we would understand that God, you know, and I've seen it, God has taken me into that dark room. And he's opening up and printing it out and adapting my life to something better and greater and more picturesque. You see, it's a time and season where I really feel like I've been in that dark room with God. And I've made the most, and you've heard me say it before, I don't take this last year as a waste of time. I take it as an opportunity to see what God is doing and what God is doing especially in my life. And I trust and I hope and I pray that for each of you, that's how you feel. That you are giving God every opportunity right now to fine-tune you and to take some of the yuck and the muck, because we've all got it, to take that yuck and that muck and churn it out and replace it with a freshness of His Spirit and life and goodness and the fruits of the Spirit and the joy of the Holy Ghost and just a peace of God that passes all understanding, that it's guarding your heart and it's guarding your mind in Christ Jesus. You see, God is interested in your life, and God is interested in you learning to trust Him and have faith and belief in Him and to turn your eyes to Him through any situation in your life. And God believes in your life being even greater than it is today as He uses your life for the kingdom. I said to somebody this last week in a text, I had a short conversation back and forth, and at the end of it, all of a sudden this thought came in. You've experienced it before, but there was an awareness of this thought, and I realized in the middle of the dark room, in the middle of the washing machine, in the middle of some of the things coming face to face with my flesh and my frailty and my humanity, you know, in the middle of it all of a sudden dawned on me this statement, and it came, and I texted it to them, and I said, you know what? I'm enjoying my faith now more than I ever have before. It's true. It shouldn't matter on the circumstances of my life or what God is doing or how I feel or the emotions of my life. You know, do I trust in Jesus? Do I love Jesus? Do I want to honor Him? Do I want to worship Him? Yes! And I'm enjoying it, even though it's been hard and I'm weary and mentally fatigued. Absolutely! It's been a real trying, especially these last couple of weeks, as I have not only been working on my life and my heart and being fatigued for not seeing people or having fellowship and relationship, because that's the kind of person I am, but it's also been that I've been carrying people's burdens and working with people because people are starting to see the cracks of their life and the cracks of their relationships and some of the things that are just beating on them, and I've been carrying that in prayer. It's tough, but God is greater and bigger than it all. And yeah, He allows us to go through things, and he brings us through some of those dark valleys, but He does it to bring life and to bring trust and hope and faith in Him. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? It comes from Him. The maker of the heavens and the earth, the one who made me and created me and gave me a life, and He gave me a life that would have a purpose. Say that to yourself this morning. God has given me a life for purpose. You know, there's no condemnation in Christ. As I've gone through the washing machine and in the dark room, God has not done any of this that I'd be condemned. And if I was feeling condemned, that would be coming from the devil. It wouldn't be coming from God. You see, God does it for the benefit of my life and my relationship with Him and for the kingdom. You know, I heard a quote this week that I just grabbed right away, and I understood this as it's a story of our faith. And it really said this: it's all about progression, not perfection. You know, we're not perfect, and we won't be perfect till the day we see Christ. But it's about progression in our life. It's about God moving us step by step by step closer in relationship to Him and stronger in our faith step by step by step, and changing us into the image of Christ step by step by step. I love that. God's not here this morning or in your life to condemn you. He's here to help you progress in your faith and your trust and your hope in Him. Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord. He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to Him and were radiant. Their faces will never be ashamed. And this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and rescues them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints, for to those who fear Him there is no want. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. You know, I believe this psalm has been perfect for our lives today. You know, I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise will continually be in my mouth. You see, I will do this. I will bless Him. It's a personal decision I make. I choose to do this. And I want to bless the Lord. I want to bless Yahweh. I want to kneel, posture my life so that it honors and blesses Him, because He is the object of my worship and of my life. At all times, at every time, no matter what, no matter when, His praise will come out of me. I'm going to boast in the Lord, and I'm going to do it from deep within. It's going to show in my words and my actions and my lifestyle as they constantly are changing more and more to bring honor and glory to Him. And I am convinced, and I know, and I'm assured that God is my help. He's my refuge. He's my banner. He's the peace from all of my fears. And I have taught myself, and I say to us all, let's taste and see that the Lord is good. Let's persevere. Let's keep enduring and moving forward in our faith. And we should be continually tasting that relationship with God more than just a casual sampling here and there. And there's two important things we ought to remember to accomplish these things. It's one is to seek the Lord with our whole heart, to put our whole of our effort into it. And we should fear the Lord, that we should have an honest respect and awe and reverence for God unlike anyone or anything else in our life. Hebrews 10:31, it's a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Matthew 10:28, do not fear those who kill the body but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear Him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Let's keep our eyes on the end, eternal life, and keep moving towards that mark, because I will stand before God one day and before Jesus. One day, I will. Philippians 2:9-13. For this reason also, God has highly exalted Him and bestowed on Him the name which is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and with trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Have you ever thought about that? That God is at work in your life, that he's at work in my life for his good pleasure? We have a God who loves us, but he's just. And because he loves us, he doesn't want to leave us where we're at. He wants us to know him. He wants us to draw near to him. He wants us to get to really become like him. You know, the key is ongoing growth, continually becoming closer to God. It's not having perfection immediately. It's just continually realizing that we need him. We need him. Without him, we can't do it. You know, I say all this this morning, and I've so enjoyed Psalm 34 because it's helped me to put my eyes back where it should be and to realize the gravity, the seriousness of my faith and my eternal life. It's everything. It's important. And too often life becomes too overwhelming, and we get distracted with this and this and this and these things, and not they're not all bad in themselves. But when they overtake the faith and the trust and the relationship that we have for God, then they become dangerous. This coming week ahead, I'll be putting the books aside, the work of the ministry, and spending the week resting with my wife. And we're going to, of course, do walks, and if we can, if it's not snowing. But we're just going to take time, an exorbitant amount of time, just to meditate, to be quiet before the Lord, to pray. And we're going to be interceding not only for our own lives, but for your life. I've got all your prayer requests you've given me the last couple of weeks, some things that I've picked up along the way. You may not even know, but I've got them written out, things that God has impressed on me about your life. Just taking these things before God and taking all of your names before him, and it's going to be a privilege and an honor to do so. So I just ask you, as well as I pray and seek the Lord and my wife does, that you would just cover us in prayer, that God will keep us, you know, in the ability to just, you know, hear his voice and to know him and allow him to lead what the future holds in our lives. God, this morning, just taking a few moments, it's no secret, the last few days, God, have been very emotional for me. And sometimes that can come out, God, in the way I come before the church, the congregation. God, but I believe that I've been honorable to your word today, the thoughts that you've placed on me, that, God, you have given even Psalm 121 to us this morning, that we would completely, in this moment, God, that we would turn our eyes to you and have hope in you, God. There are people that are watching this morning, God, maybe even people in this room right here. And God, it's been a tough, you know, few days, few weeks. We've been sort of burdened down, God. And I just pray in Jesus' name that the Holy Spirit will come into our hearts, into our minds, into our spirits, into our bodies, and that he will fill us with a freshness, that he will fill us with a new hope, that he will strengthen us, that he will fill us with the joy that comes from him, from deep within, and that we will find ourselves even laughing this week, just uncontrollably. And I pray, oh God, Almighty Holy Spirit, that you help us in these days, and that you yourself would keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. I pray a blessing over every person, every household. I pray a blessing over this church family, that we will see Jesus more than we've ever seen him before, and that we can all say together that our faith is so much greater now than it's ever been before. Thank you, God, for protecting us, keeping a banner over our lives, that not one of us would fall away, God. And we have a true enemy, God, and I pray you'd put a shield in front of us, God, and behind us, on the side, over top of us, underneath us, God, and you would protect us from the evil one. And I thank you, God, that you are a God of love. You love us, God. You care for us. And you believe in us, God. So continue to draw us forward. And may we always say that we will bless the Lord at all times. You're so good, God. I love each person, God. I'm jealous for them. Be their portion today, God. Be their everything. And I ask this, God, in your name. Amen. Amen. Oh, God is so good. Before we sing a song of praise to Jesus and Pastor Tiffany comes, I just wanted to make you aware that exciting news. This last Sunday, a week ago, Pastor Jared and Caitlin were in Dawson Creek preaching for the call. And through the process, they have been elected to be the lead pastors of the church there. And so I know some of you, a lot of you may not have known that, but God has been good. I've been talking to Jared this week, and I think they're excited about what God is doing in their life and where he's leading. So he's right where he needs to be, in the country where he can still hunt and enjoy his life. And so be in prayer for them as he kicks off late April. May 1st is when they're going to be getting there. So God bless you, church. And let's just a moment together lift up Jesus in song.
Amen. Something that just kind of stuck out in my mind as Pastor Rich was preaching this morning, he had said, it's not about perfection, it's about progression, and that there's no condemnation in Jesus. And so in my scripture reading in the last little while, I've been going through Exodus and Leviticus, as well as the New Testament, just kind of looking towards Easter. And I used to hate reading Leviticus, but the more you understand it, like now I'm like, oh man, like, thank you, Jesus. And this past week, I was reading this passage, and it was talking about, like, the sin offering. And so if anyone sins intentionally, but then there's this whole chunk about or unintentionally and isn't aware, but when they become aware, this is what they're supposed to do. And so now we have the Holy Spirit who's dwelling within us. And it's kind of the same thing. Like when we're saved, we become aware of our brokenness and our need. But as we journey with God and as we fix our eyes on Jesus, he slowly reveals things to us that we can offer to him and allow him to be like more and more in our lives and of our lives and glorified. And so if this week, you know, you're in your prayers and you're thinking about some things and God just brings things to your mind that maybe aren't actually glorifying or edifying, there is no condemnation. He is literally just bringing you through this progression. There is a time when we don't know what we're doing is wrong, and that's why we read the Bible, and that's why we live in community, and that's why we continue to gather together. So confess to the Lord, invite him in, and journey with one another, because it is a journey, and it is about progression. And that's beautiful, because we don't have it all together, and we won't have it all together until Jesus comes back. So be excited about that. Couple of announcements. One. Next week, after the service, if you're a voting member, we have some email stuff that's going out for our AGM, so just be aware of that and be looking for that. Don't run away. And two, we still want to spend Easter weekend with you, so we want to reflect and remember and rejoice together. And so Friday, Good Friday, we have a live stream service that we want to take communion and just pause and look at the cross. Saturday we have a big event where, you know, you're going to get some clues, drive around town. We want you to do that with your household. So whether that's yourself or you and a bunch of people in your car, mark it in your calendar sometime between 10 and 12 roughly. And information about that is coming check your emails. And then finally, Sunday. Woo! We know that the tomb was empty, and we want to just get excited about that and what Jesus is doing. So, all in all, man, I forgot that it was even snowing because I'm so excited about what's happening here. So, let's pray before I start preaching. And I am preaching next Sunday, so I'm excited to do that and just to be with you. God, you're good. And you're good all the time. And so today, Lord, would you just fill our thoughts and minds? Would you give us hope, peace, joy? And Lord, would we honor you in everything we think and do this week? Would our lips and hands and feet follow suit? And in your precious name we pray. Amen.